So today, we are going to talk a little bit about unconditional release, which is a difficult subject. And the duality of unconditional release is murder and suicide. Heavy stuff. So, of course, you know, when we look to murder, you know, it's killing something else, killing somebody. And suicide is killing yourself. And of course, these are extremes. When we go a little bit to the less extremes, is getting rid of another, getting rid of the opinion of another, getting rid of maybe the friendship of another, getting rid of that parts of the other person which are annoying or which are hurtful to you, or which are hurtful to the other person. So we can do that in different ways. You can say to another person, you know, when another person is in pain or has a difficulty, we can say to the other person, get over it already. That's a kind of murder. Get over it already. Get rid of it. And we don't do this only to other persons, but we also do it to ourselves. Try to get rid of something which is bothering us, which is painful, which is difficult. And often what is painful and difficult is an inner conflict. And to get rid of it means to repress it, to suppress it. It's not allowed to be there. To kill it. This emotion, this feeling has no right to have its own life inside ourselves. So we kill it off. But the difficulty is, you know, we can repress things, we can suppress things. But when something is repressed or suppressed, it's not contained. And it seems that when something is repressed or suppressed, that we are in control. But there is no real control. And often when we look inside ourselves and we repress something, it's not allowed to be there, we get entangled. We get focused on it. Sometimes we even get obsessed by it. As an example, for instance, we have a difficulty with anger. It's not good to be angry. When you're angry, you're violent, and violence is not good. When you're a violent person, you are a bad person. So that means also, if you're an angry person, you're a bad person. And when you're angry, you hurt other people, and hurting other people is not good. So it's better not to be angry. So we kill the anger in ourselves a little bit. It's not allowed. But then it's difficult to live in this world with all those angry people. Because every time when somebody is angry or rageful, it's like it ignites the anger in us. So we have to do something about the rage in other people as well. And of course, when we get angry because another person makes a remark which a load of anger in it, with an energy of anger in it, it ignites us as well. But that's not because of me, because I am a very peaceful person. I'm the most peaceful person, you know, I know. No, it's because of you that I get angry. Nothing to do with me. And of course, already what we see here in the whole movement is a deeper entanglement. We lose our freedom. We're responsive according to the tricks others are playing on us. We feel powerless. We cannot help ourselves. So how do we come out of this kind of patterns? We all know. And, you know, when you look to these patterns, and these patterns are deep sometimes and painful, they're isolating, they're separating. And when we start to suffer them more deeply, you know, there is so much despair. It's so difficult. It's so unsafe. That we come from our despair to kind of even more murderous and suicidal behavior. Life is not possible like this anymore. And what is this? What is not possible like this anymore? What is this? Why is life not possible anymore? So this is a sensation. This is a feeling. This is an entanglement in an emotion, often projected outwards. There is such an injustice. I cannot live with this injustice anymore. Nobody sees me. Nobody is really understanding me. I feel so isolated. I cannot live with this feeling of isolation anymore. I feel so betrayed. I cannot live with this feeling of betrayal anymore. So when the pain we try to reject in the beginning becomes too big, it becomes overwhelming, we want it to stop it. We want to stop life. We cannot live with it anymore. But what can we not live with anymore? These feelings and sensations, emotions. We are entangled in, we lose our freedom in, we averse. And often this is projected in the world around ourselves, and the world around ourselves is bringing us to a position where we either have to kill or be killed, because the pain is unbearable. And this brings us to unconditional release. And we are looking for unconditional release because we lost our freedom. We are caught in a tunnel of hatred, of rage, of pain, of anger, of loneliness, isolation, depression. And the difficulty is if we're caught in a tunnel, it seems that life has always been like this. It never was different. We never felt safe. We never were happy. There never was joy. It is unbearable. And again, when we look to this kind of this tunnel of our consciousness, this contraction of our consciousness or our conscious awareness, then what is at cause of that? What is there? Why is there a contraction? Why are we caught? Partly because we cannot let go. It's unbearable. We're in a fight with it, and we cannot let go. But we want to let go. We want to release. We want freedom. We want to get out of it. So a way to get out of it is to kill it, to get rid of it, to get rid of yourself, to get rid of another who's maybe triggering it, or others who are triggering it, this unbelievable feeling of unsafety. Let's get rid of it. And this getting rid of it is another circle again into murder and suicide. But we don't really get rid of it. What are we really looking for? What we're looking for is something which is moving a little bit more deeply as getting rid of it. It's letting go. Letting go. And letting go is always in the here and now. Letting go is something if we let something go. If we unconditionally release not the feeling, not the anguish, because that's getting rid of it. That's not where we get what we release. We don't release our rage. We don't release our pain. We don't release our isolation. Unconditional release means that we release the conflict we have with our rage, our pain, our isolation, our loneliness. Or to say it in another way, if our loneliness is a horse we're riding and we kind of, you know, pull the reins of the horse towards us all the time, unconditional release means to let go of the reins so that the horse can walk according its own rhythm and power. It has his own life back. It can unfold itself. And what would happen when it unfolds itself? So the first thing is, it's not projected outwards anymore. It's inside, because in the end, it's our feeling of unsafety, our feeling of injustice, which we project outwards as injustice in the world. So if we unconditionally release it, we release the world as well. We give the world unconditionally the freedom to be what it is. And our feeling of unsafety as well. So that means that it starts to move in ourselves, this feeling of unsafety. It starts to kind of, you know, to maybe transform. It falls down into reality, into the here and the now. The unconditional release places in a deeper reality. It is what it is. It is as it is. It places us in the here and now. And the beautiful thing is, if there is a conflict, which always at least in my eyes, is an inner conflict which is played out outside, or an inner conflict which is projected outside ourselves. So if there is unconditional release and we really move into the here and now, that means that we can find solutions in the form of freedom of attitude in the here and now, in how we relate to it, in how we're able to live with it. Our creativity is coming forward. Our genius is free. As long as we are in the fight and we're in the tunnel, you know, which is so much connected with murder and suicide, or get rid of it, we are not able to really use the depth of our human resources. We lose ourselves. We lose ourselves in dualities. We lose the connection with our natural genius, our natural intelligence, our natural creativity. And that's partly when we kind of are so much in a tunnel, it seems to be so hopeless, because those resources aren't there. There is no other solution as getting rid of it. So, unconditional release is a very strong non-dual quality. And if we have a deep feeling connection with it, and we're able to extend that to people who are caught, are in a conflict, a quality which, when you connect with it and you have the sense of unconditional release, there is such an openness, such a being in the here and now, such a feeling of freedom in it. Feeling of esteem. So when we share this sense with people who are more in a trauma tunnel, it liberates, it opens up something. It's able to contain. It's able to contain the pain or the discomfort we are fighting with. Because automatically, you know, whatever there is, when there is unconditional release, whatever has been repressed or suppressed comes to life shortly. But in coming to life shortly, it will unfold itself. It will unfold itself in a way which is productive. In a way where it will integrate and find its place in our whole structure. Where it will not disappear. There is no feeling, no emotion, no experience, no thought which doesn't belong to us, which isn't part of us. And every emotions, every feeling, you know, our love, our care, our destructiveness, our rage, our rejection, are all part of us. And they all have a place. And they're all part of the dance of life. And all these different possibilities are making us complete. So if we move with the depth of unconditional release, it's a homecoming of the whole psyche. The whole psyche in the depth comes alive. It's a movement beyond conflict. It's a movement beyond grasping and aversing in the mind, which is another murder and suicide. It's a movement in which we kind of move back to wholeness with a deep realization, a grounding. It is what it is. And when it is what it is in the here and now, that means that it will not be the same tomorrow or the next moment. Things can only change when they are allowed to be, to unfold as they are in the here and now. It's like with the 12 steps. If you want to get rid of an addiction, first you have to realize that you are addicted and how bad it is in the here and now. And when you're able to contain that, to accept that, this is what it is here and now, then things can change. And that's with everything like that. If you're in a feeling of rage in the here and now, and we don't blame it to others, but we can accept it, there is unconditional release. And that means that maybe the next moment, another feeling, another possibility is coming forward. So we are not kept in rage forever. We're not kept in hatred forever. We don't have to stay in this unbearable feeling of injustice forever. It can change. We don't need to kill for that. And we don't need to commit suicide for that. It can change. And that's the incredible beauty of unconditional release, because it's a release where we accept what there is in the moment without an agenda, how it has to be or what it has to become. It's the adventure of life itself. Okay, I want to keep it like this. And we have a 5-minute break, and after 5 minutes, Georgie has a beautiful guided meditation.